Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back there, he's like, Max Muncy, don't say that word and that name in my presence.
I dislike him.
He dislikes him. Joe, you probably don't like Max Muncy very much. As far as Dodgers go, you don't like him.
I hate Max Muncy.
There you go. Hates him. Well, maybe you feel a little bit differently when
Sports
you hear
tape,
what he said. This is Max Muncy on foul territory, correct? This was on yesterday. It came across our timeline. We thought it was very interesting as the Giants are going to be playing the Dodgers after this series in Colorado. Two division opponents who cannot be further from each other when it comes to the hatred meter. Max Muncy talking about the Giants being the Dodgers' one true rival.
The Padres bring everything that is in a rivalry, but you only have one rival. I don't like when people say you have rivals. I just think if you have a rival, it's your, you know, it's your counterpart, and that's always going to be the Giants for the Dodgers, at least, and it's always going to be the Red Sox for the Yankees. People always made the argument that the Astros and Yankees had a good rivalry going, and it's like, that's true, but you only have one rival. And so for me, like I said, the Padres bring everything that a rivalry brings. For me, your rival is just one team. You don't have multiple teams as your rival.
I love that. That was Max Muncy, current Los Angeles Dodger, former Oakland A, by the way, saying the Giants are their only rival. The Dodgers only have one true rival. The Giants only have one true rival, Joe. Do you buy that? You can't have multiple rivals, as he put it. It's interesting, right?
The first thing I think of is, wow, he views the Giants as a rival?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel like, oh, I think the Giants have something cooking. That's number one. Put that on the back burner
sure.
for right now. Max.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Next Muncy. I love that he's just kind of pushing aside the Padres because he's right. And there's levels to rivalries, right? Everyone used to tell the Seahawks and Niners, it's their biggest rivalry. No, no. It's Cowboys, Niners. Like, that's what it is. And for me, there's like, and I'm going to go superhero on you, and I'm sure Guru's driving around somewhere and he's going to love this. There's your arch rival, and then there's other little like foes that are rivals as well.
Arch nemesis.
Exactly. If I were to say to you, who is Superman's arch rival?
Ooh, Lex Luthor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is Batman's arch rival?
The Joker.
Exactly. Does that not mean that, you know, Superman didn't have a rivalry with Brainiac or Darkseid?
Zod.
Or Bizarro, yeah. Or Zod or Doomsday? No, he had different rivalries with those guys. Batman, for example.
Penguin, the Riddler.
Two-Face, yeah. Mr. Freeze, Scarecrow. But his arch rival is clearly the Joker.
Yes.
Right? For Batman. And
why do you think The Dark Knight's the best Batman, most people think, the best Batman movie ever? Because the Joker.
Absolutely. So I love that Max Muncy's saying this because I 100% agree. And it tells me that everything is still back right with the world as everything's burning all over the country right now. But in the sense of, look, I'm a Giants fan, diehard. There's a point in my life I hated the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Got re-sparked in the early 00s, re-sparked again in the 2010s.
Yep.
Okay? When Holiday slid into Scudero, it was like, I hate the Cardinals. They are a rival. But they're not our arch rival. Our arch rival is the Dodgers.
Always.
Always and forever,
and
Joe.
He referenced that like, Sammy, oh.
Looking to Thornton. Oh. Open left wing three. Rain dance! 87-81! Caleb Thornton with a big time triple.
There you go. Be calling number five right now. That's the sounder. 415-523-4652. Again, that is 415-523-4652 to qualify to win a pair of tickets for the Golden State Valkyries taking on the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. Be caller number five right now. And if you don't win there, be joining us the rest of the week. We're going to be doing this. And also, go to valkyries.com for more tickets. All right. So he said it right there, though, Joe. The Yankees and the Astros, a mini rivalry in the playoffs. Stop. In comparison to Yankees, Red Sox, it's not even close.
It's like the Niners and the Eagles, right? It was sparked up recently, but it doesn't mean that it's a generational rivalry. The true arch rival to me is your grandfather hates them, your father hates them,
yes.
You hate them, yep. And you're going to teach your son to hate them.
Yep.
Duke, North Carolina. Does that not mean that like North Carolina can't stand NC State? Of course they can't stand NC State, but they're not on the same level as Duke and North Carolina.
And there's what? Regional factors there. There just is. They're in the same state. That matters. They're very close to each other. They're two of the top institutions when it comes to the higher learning, whatever. I don't know what North Carolina is. I know Duke's viewed in that way. I know my cousin went there. The Cameron Crazy. It's this whole thing. Michael Jordan, right? Yes. Coach K, all the just the iconic players. And Bill Belichick there now. So there's all that built into it. Same with the Giants and the Dodgers. It's regional. Went from New York to California. It's that shared history and hatred goes back a long way. And that matters.
No doubt.
It matters.
Like the Yankees had a moment in time with the Orioles in the 90s. They had a moment in time. And they had other battles in the 60s and 70s. But the Red Sox have always been their rival.
Yeah. They view the Tampa Bay Rays the same way that Giants fans view the Rockies. It's just not on the level.
So
it's just not.
Here's the example I would give. You talk to a Michigan fan. My boss, you know, Matt.
Our boss
is a Michigan guy. All right. Michigan Wolverines.
Real quick on that. Like I had to call him out. I was like, did you go to Michigan, coach? No, I just like Michigan. I was like, why? Like, I do think that college fandom is so funny that way that you don't have to go to the institution. You just root for them. Like I liked USC when I was younger because of Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. I thought they were really cool. They were really fun. Mm-hmm. Sacrilege growing up in Northern California. I'm sure everyone's like, oh, how dare you? My dad didn't like that. It was University of Spoiled Children is what he called it all the time because of that NorCal, SoCal. I didn't know any better. I was like, oh, they're from California. That's cool. So I can root for them, right? He's like, no, it's different. They're from the Southern California.
He's right.
It's like, that Stanford and Cal suck. I'm rooting for this team. Sorry. They're fun. Reggie Bush is one of the greatest players I've ever seen. That was awesome. And Kyle Carter shaking my head. It is what it is.
But staying on this college football team,
yeah.
Like, he's a Michigan guy. And I go, who's Michigan's number one rival? And he's like, it's Ohio State.
Right.
But Michigan State, thinks that they're rivals with Michigan. It's like, yeah. No, you're the little brother. Yeah. You can never be equal rivals to what Michigan and Ohio State has.
And they had a run. They had that Connor Cook, right, with Michigan State. Who's
yes,
a D'Antonio.
But it will never be Michigan, Ohio State.
I know. And they could have moments, right? Remember when Jim Harbaugh just got there?
Yeah, they could be Darkseid, but they could never be Lex Luthor.
I know. But they could have moments. I remember viscerally still, what was it, a blocked punt or a punt return, whatever it was, Michigan State, Michigan. And it was one of the craziest endings I've ever seen in my life. I think it was at the Big House too, right? Is that what they call in Michigan, the Big House?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it was, and it was crazy, and it was Michigan State. But you're right. I asked the Big Boss Man, I was like, does Michigan State, like, does that, like, land? He's like, no. Like, it's a rivalry, but, like, not the same. Not
the
even
Padres
close.
And Dodgers is a microwave rivalry, right? It's relatively new, yeah. Right? Ours has been on the stove, brewing in a black pot kettle for generations. Yeah. There are witches with centuries under their belt, okay, that have been stirring the pot of this rivalry.
My dad is a diehard Giants fan. His mom, my nanny, she was a huge Giants fan. Like, they're all Giants fans. So when the A's were playing the Dodgers in the 1988 World Series, who do you think my dad was rooting for? He's rooting for the A's. Yeah. Not that he likes them, because that was its own. There was a regional rivalry there,
but
it's... It's not. Might as well have been a diehard A's fans there. That just goes to show you the level of hatred. Like, I do wonder now if, let's say, and by the way, the A's, they're awful, but I don't know if you guys saw it. As we're talking superheroes, Clark Kent, Denzel Clark Kent, might as well call him that. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life yesterday. Did you see it?
It was incredible.
Incredible. The guy looked like Spider-Man.
Gary
or Clark
Matthews
Kent.
Jr. on Woods.
Right? It was crazy. But if, like, the A's played the Dodgers right now in the, like, the World Series at the end of this year, the Giants fans would be rooting for the A's, I'm sure. Like, they're probably rooting for no one, but, like, you don't want to see the Giants go or the Dodgers go back to back.
No,
there's levels.
As a Giants fan, we've had moments in time with the Cardinals, with the Cubs, with the Marlins. Shockingly, like, you know, we've had moments in time with the Phillies. There was a huge rivalry with the Phillies for a very specific period of
time.
Jimmy
Rollins, Chase Utley.
We've had multiple generations in the playoffs or battling for the playoffs with the Braves.
Yeah.
But all of those feel like, you know, the little brother to mano a mano, arch rival, arch nemesis, LA Dodgers. And there's something about the Giants being kind of the David to their Goliath throughout the history of time since moving west that it's, I love it. We have been kind of the smaller, more upstart blue collar brand to their flash, glitz, and glamour.
Okay, there seemed to be some exception to Madison Bumgarner on that home run. What exactly was the exchange there? What do you think happened?
Well, he, I hit the ball and then he yelled at me. He said, "Don't watch the ball, you run." And I just responded back, if you don't want me to watch the ball, you can go get it out of the ocean.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was 7 years ago right this there. Week. Literally yesterday,
really?
7 years ago.
7 years?
Against Madison Bumgarner. And, like, look, Bumgarner and Puig. Like, there's, it's, we were just talking with Zach Manasian last week about Tommy Lasorda, you know, and look, to this day, when I hear Eric Karros on a broadcast, even though I think he's good, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear Eric Karros. He's a Dodger.
Oral Hershiser, same.
I hate Oral Hershiser.
He's a giant.
Never felt right.
I'm just saying.
Never felt right.
But again, like.
Never felt right.
Okay, fair enough. But the only guy that trumps that for you was Vince Scully, right? Vince Scully,
because
he was Dodger, he
tremendously
was,
respected,
of course, right,
and also was on the call for the catch.
Yeah, right. One of the greatest plays.
I mean,
ever.
I love Vin, but come on, like, he's a Dodger, and he grew up a Giants fan.
There you go.
You know, like, I love the rivalry so much that Jackie Robinson, who is one of my just favorite people, that I did book reports on him when I was a kid and stuff, and 42 is one of my favorite movies. I'm not even being joking. Like, it is. It gets me in the soul every time I watch it.
Right.
One of my favorite tidbits about Jackie Robinson, he refused to play for the Giants and chose to retire.
Right.
Chose to retire rather than play for the Giants. I love that.
That is pretty good. That's next level hatred. I was like, I can still play, but the only team that's interested is the Giants. Yeah, I'm out. Deuces. Like, you see that sometimes with just bad teams, but, like, with the Giants doing that, that's hilarious. I'm assuming they still have Willie Mays on the team at the time, too. And they were still like, no.
Willie was mad that Jackie was his favorite player and didn't want to, like, give him any love, and it was because he was the Giant.
Right.
There was a lot that
well, there was like
that
some race. Yeah, there was like race relations in between yeah. that too. A lot
but
of
it really it broke up Willie. Like Willie's yeah. that was his idol. That was his star.
Yeah.
And so you know it's tough. But like you know you talk to younger Giants fans, Gagne Bonds. It's a moment in time.
One of the greatest at bats you'll ever see.
The younger kids. When Puig and Bumgarner were going at it.
Did you like the specs, by the way, on Gagne? I loved it. I loved the entire
Gagne's
clutch.
Such a nerd. The specs is totally L.A. Dodger bullpen.
But with like the little, like what is it, the turtleneck too? Oh,
ridiculous.
Such a great look.
So roided out. I love it.
That whole at bat was so roided out.
The balls were juiced. The guys were juiced. Everything was juiced.
Juiced. Shout out Jose Canseco. That's the book, right?
And then like, you know, like the guy, was it Joe Kelly, the reliever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he just epitomizes my hatred of the Dodgers.
And now Blake Snell, former Giant last year, now a part of the Dodgers organization. Michael Conforto, too, by the way. I actually had an article out of worst contracts this season. Obviously, Willie Adames is number one there. Michael Conforto's not short behind, though. He signed, goes to show, you only signed like a one-year deal, and it's been that awful for him. He signed a one-year $17 million deal. And Bleacher Report has him number nine of worst contract signings of the offseason.
Couldn't happen to a better franchise. But there are arch rivals. That doesn't mean we haven't had dust-ups and rivalries that have been born out of that with other teams, but that's the number one for me.
You have multiple rivals? 888-957-9570. Well, is that allowed? Because Max Muncy said, no, there's only one rival. One rival. Who's the Niners' one rival for you?
Well, to me, the arch rival is the Cowboys.
Okay, who is it for?
But they have other smaller rivalries with the Rams, the Hawks, the New York Giants going back over many, many years. Back in the day, it used to be the Vikings. For a period of time, it was the Bears. Like, when you're great and you've been around for, you know, 80 years,
right.
You're going to have lots of little rivalries. I don't view the Chiefs as our arch rival or our rival
no.
at all.
No.
And I don't think they do either.
No. You can hate Mahomes
I
and
hate
the Chiefs,
them.
But like they're not, yeah.
Like the Warriors right now have no specific clear-cut arch rival.
That's what I was going to get to. Like
the arch rival is LeBron.
Is LeBron. And that's
a player.
That's player. That's Steph
and
LeBron.
And that's the way I view the Seattle Seahawks. The arch rival at the time was Russ and Pete, not the organization.
Now that I think about it, that's kind of what's the problem right now in some of these leagues, not named the NFL because they – the NFL does such a good job of like promoting these rivalries every single year, whether they're on their own primetime or not. Like the Bills and Chiefs are kind of a rivalry right now within the AFC, but then you lump in the Ravens into that. It was Ravens Steelers for the longest time, right? Hell, I think if you ask Raider fans who's the number one rival, like it's going to be interesting because my dad would tell you who he was a diehard Raider fan. My mom and dad's first ever date was a Raiders game. He'd tell you it's the Steelers because in the 70s and all those meaningful playoff games, much like the Niners and the Cowboys, it was that hatred for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But going back further than that, I do think overall, I could talk him into, it's probably the Chiefs. It's different than the Broncos. It was different than the Chargers. It's the Chiefs. And now their dominance as of late, specifically over you in that division, it's just heightened tenfold. Like, so there is only one true rival for me when it comes down to it.
Part of why Philly fans are the way that they are, there's many reasons, but it's because Boston and New York don't view them as a legitimate threat in the rivalry.
Right.
And their entire moniker of how they conduct themselves is built on the little brother syndrome that they experience regarding Boston versus New York in right. every sport.
Right.
Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. And then you got the Washington team over there. It's just like, hey, whatever. Like, we'll win, and we don't care if you guys like us, hate us, whatever. There's always that one team within the division. Everyone else looks like, yeah, you're not really that one true rival. Like within the NFC West, the Cardinals, right?
I have not really, zero emotion
they haven't
regarding
won a,
the Cardinals.
They won a title. Like they don't, like it's Arizona.
Other than I know it's always going to be a difficult game.
Sure. You got Kyler Murray there. You got Jonathan Gannon doing his pew, 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 like weird thing with his players. Like they're kind of like the Rockies. As we're talking about the Rockies playing the Giants today, and we got Woody Page joining us in about 8 minutes. Denver Hall of Famer when it comes to sports, and also the around the horn all-time champion. And he obviously covers the team, covers the old sporting landscape there.
If they would have asked the same question 2 years ago to Max Muncy, is his answer the same? When the Giants are just hypothetically, you know, bowed out with a month to go in the season and they're just lifeless, Does he still answer it the same way?
I do. Because I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's also because the Giants are good this year.
I think because he had that moment against the Giants. And I think he knows that he had a moment there. And I think he's been a part of this team long enough to really feel it. Now, if you ask Mookie Betts, if you ask Freddie Freeman, Shohei, you know, they might tell you it's the Padres. They might feel like that. But Max has been here long enough. Like,
that's actually a good point.
Ask Clayton Kershaw. Ask the guy that's actually Mr. Dodger there, right? One of the greatest players, if not the
Kershaw's
greatest player.
Kershaw's probably going to say that.
He'll say the Giants, right?
I think so.
He's been there long enough.
Roberts would, too.
Is he going to pitch against the Giants this week, by the way? He might be slated to do that.
Oh, please bring him out.
Yeah.
Oh, please bring him out. Bring out the carcass of Clayton Kershaw, please. I would love to pick at that.
He actually looked pretty good his last time.
I don't care what he looked like. Bring him out.
Throw a three-hitter. Yeah. Complete game. He had 5 innings, 7 strikeouts.
Kershaw's back.
Yeah.
The only way Kershaw can be back is if he has that same where he just postseason Kershaw face.
No, it's not Kershaw is back. Kershaw hurt his back. He's on the IL for a few weeks. That's probably what it's going to be.
Damn it.
Right?
Wanted to face him.
No, he's not. I was kidding there. He's still there.
Give it a week.
That was a joke.
So he's legitimately healthy.
He's legitimately healthy right now, but they're taking precautions right now. I just typed in Clayton Kershaw. I guess he called the Cardinals, quote, Bush League for showing postseason highlight during the game. Did the Cardinals really do that?
No, they kept playing it over and over and over again. That was the thing.
That is kind of, what are we doing? This is a regular season game.
But the Cardinals are a great franchise with a great fan base. They know baseball. They're smarter than you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.